It's 46 degrees and sunny in Nashville. We expect plenty of sun today with a high in the upper 60s. Tonight, mostly clear, low in the mid-40s. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. The Tennessee General Assembly has passed a measure that would make it a state crime to remain in the U.S. after a final deportation order has been issued. The measure is part of an immigration package proposed by U.S. Homeland Security Advisor Stephen Miller. Senate Majority Leader Jack Johnson sponsored the bill. The Franklin Republican says the bill would not do much under the Trump administration, but it would make a difference under a different administration with different immigration priorities.
Under current law, well, you have to, I guess, defer to who is in the White House at the particular time and if the occupant of the White House is actually enforcing federal immigration law.
Immigration attorneys have criticized the bill, saying final deportation orders are not always the last say on an immigration case. The bill now heads to Governor Bill Lee's desk for his signature. Despite other pieces of Miller's legislative passage passing both chambers, this may be the first bill to make it to Lee's desk since the House and Senate versions of the bill are in sync. A Veterans Affairs clinic is set to close in McMinnville, which is about 75 miles southeast of Nashville. Some 2,000 Warren County veterans will soon have to get care elsewhere. Their other options include facilities in Tullahoma and Cookeville, both more than 30 miles away. In a letter yesterday, Congressman Scott Desjarlais, who represents the area, along with both of the state's U.S. senators, raised several questions. They're asking the Department of Veterans Affairs if external providers are an option, if those providers even have the capacity to support the influx of veterans, and if all those affected have been notified of their options. The clinic's closure was announced in early March and is set for the end of May. Predictions markets like Kalshi and Poly Market have made some people fortunes in recent months for betting correctly on major events. They've also raised concerns of insiders making big bets on outcomes they're influencing. Tennessee lawmakers could soon make that a felony, although a state estimate suggests it would only rarely lead to convictions or sentences. Several state House and Senate committees have already signed off on the proposal. Tomorrow it heads to the Finance, Ways and Means Subcommittee. News Channel 5 reports the bill also raises a question over the state's role, because while the state regulates sports gambling online, predictions markets are left up to federal officials, at least for now. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.